introduce your guest.
Well, good morning. And I have Lavanna with Trinity Lutheran School, and she is the principal.
And that's good morning. Lavanna Emmanuel. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Are you smiling because it's Friday?
Absolutely.
A lot going on over at Trinity. Man, you have a very strong STEM program, and that's just one part of the whole school. Maybe just kind of give us a review of this year, how many kids and how things are going.
Sure, sure. So Trinity is a K-8 program over on 16th and Luther. And this year we have 121 students, so we're about 18-to-1 student-staff ratio. Of course, we do consider ourselves a STEM building. You see science, technology, engineering, and math each and every day in each and every classroom. And we also purchased some new curriculum in reading and math. And we pride ourselves in relationship building.
Good, good deal. Give us some of your background. I know you from a little while back. Yeah. It was just a couple years ago,
just
right?
Just a couple, Wayne State.
did you guys go to Wayne State together?
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to tell me some secrets about Chris later, Lavanna.
That's okay. Absolutely. We won't share. I won't share any with her about her.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Deal. Or her husband. We'll keep it all undercover.
It's getting good in here.
My son actually goes to Wayne State. He's graduating in December. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What's he graduating with?
Mechanical engineering.
Nice.
So, small world.
Well, your husband graduated with, was it a construction degree?
Industrial technology.
Industrial technology, yeah.
Just because I want to be part of the group, my mom went to Wayne State College, and she was a former teacher at Fremont.
Nice, oh. Good.
Sorry, I just wanted to belong.
It is a good school.
Yeah, it is. Really, you know? Close enough, far enough away, still able to reach out to mom and dad when you need them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after that, where were you after that, Lavanna?
So I worked as a teacher right here in Fremont High School, English teacher. And then I went to Lincoln Public Schools, was the assessment coordinator at Lincoln Northeast for a couple of years. And then I moved to South Dakota, and I was an assistant principal at one of the large high schools there for 7 years. And then I was a lead middle school principal also in South Dakota. And then I came back here and I did a 6-year stint at Fremont Middle School.
Yeah.
She was fabulous. Yeah, I did. Not that my kids were in the principal's office all the time. It could have just been more of a me thing. I don't know, but great staff out there.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So now at Trinity, and so a smaller school body as we know it. But like we said, the STEM program there is very strong, isn't it?
It is very strong, and it's just something that we pride ourselves in. It really is just about real-world problem solving and teaching science and math through the vein of problem solving.
Huh. Yeah, that's very
Maybe
cool.
Maybe I could sign up.
Yeah.
Both of us science should and sign math up. Person.
That's for sure. So I'm a little bit smaller staff, but boy, you can really be hands-on, can't you?
Absolutely. So we do have a small staff, and what is new for me being at Trinity is working with the littles. So, I was always at the secondary level. I'm certified in, K-12, but I had just never had much time with the elementary side. Mm-hmm. And boy, those teachers are so impressive. Such hard workers, and they just have the right attitude, and they just love kids.
Yeah, with the, you said an 18-to-1 ratio, man, that's really good.
Wonderful.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The kids really, really get a lot, don't they?
They do. They it is tuition-based, we have some fabulous scholarships, so we have students that are attending on a scholarship. And it is, partially funded through the church. Mm-hmm. And so there's just lots of opportunities for students to grow in a small environment.
You're in a great location, too. You're in a very busy spot, aren't you?
Yes, yes. And, speaking of that being a busy spot, we have an awesome playground that is used a lot by the community. And just being in that corner of 16th and Luther Road. We just recently installed cameras inside and out.
Oh, good. Good.
So
yeah.
It's that's a very safe facility.
Yeah. Very safe. Unfortunately, yeah. That's where we're at in life. We need to have those
to protect
our buildings and our people.
Yeah. We're talking with Levana Emanuel with Trinity Lutheran Schools this morning. You picked out several songs. I was able to load one of them here, the Buy Dirt. Are you looking to buy dirt for school then, or to expand it to double its size?
Well, you know, I think actually the kids picked this song, so I might have to get back with you on that.
All right, we're talking with Levana Emanuel again, Trinity School, along with Stacy Gibney of First State Bank, and we'll be right back. We're going to play a little Buy Dirt. Jordan Davis, Luke Bryan on Fremont's Morning Mix. Fremont's Morning Mix, it's 8:42 on this Friday morning. Our First State Bank guest DJ show this morning, Stacy Gibney from First State Bank, along with Levana Emanuel of Trinity School. And this time of the year gets very busy. A lot of different activities going on. So Monday, you have something special coming up?
We do. We, the students of grades 4 through 8, have been practicing for the fall musical. It's an annual event. This year, they are performing Jonah's Druthers. It's a country western musical under the direction of Laura Howard, our music teacher. Laura, some people may know Laura's husband, Tim Howard, a longtime Fremont teacher in the music department. Laura's fabulous, and the kids are excited. They're going to have a dress rehearsal Monday morning, and then they will perform it live for parents in our gymnasium, 7 o'clock Monday night.
Oh, very nice. Are they listening right now, you think?
I think some of them might be listening. I hope so. Good morning, Trinity Panthers. How are you doing?
Do you do the announcements in the morning then?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. I sometimes drive what is being said, but I hand that duty off to my my assistant, Lacey.
Okay.
She does the morning announcements. Right. And we always start with the pledge, and then we do the pledge to the cross afterward.
Definitely.
Both important things.
Yeah, very important. And that connection to the church, and in the church being right there attached and everything, boy, I feel like that makes a difference for kids.
It absolutely does. And you will see lots of spirituality throughout the day, just right alongside with STEM. So our students sometimes sing. They often sing after lunch. And they are not afraid to sing out loud and raise their voices. And we have a weekly chapel on Wednesday afternoon. And a lot of our parents attend. And that's a great time just to do a large group event that we sometimes couple with it.
Yeah.
I know also when my kids were younger, we went to Vacation Bible School there, and it was always rocking. It was an amazing experience for a week. They're still carrying that on, that they still have Vacation Bible School in the summer?
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
I know it's a little early to think about it, but I just was thinking about that when we were sitting here. My kids always loved it. So
yes, we offer Vacation Bible School, and then we also offer a summer school program.
So
focuses on reading and math.
Can you start kids in preschool then at Trinity and all the way through, did you say eighth grade?
Such a good question. Right now we are K-8. We do have an early childhood center that is located downtown. This coming year we are looking at expanding and putting the pre-K in the building at 16th and Luther.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And that would be two different. So there would be a morning pre-K and then an afternoon pre-K.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so you have a little choice there for sure.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And I think it would be a great option for parents. There would just be one less transition.
Yeah. And I think we've all found out that early childhood education is probably the most important part of the whole education process, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's just a ton of research behind how important that is for young learners.
Yeah, definitely. If people want to check things out on Trinity, they want to scope you out, how do they do that?
Yes, we have a brand new website, so you can go to our website, and you can always just call. We've been pretty busy with tours. If you're interested, give me a call, and we'll set up a tour. I love to show off the building, and there's lots to see, and the teachers have become pretty used to having visitors in their building as show off what Trinity has to offer.
Are you in the midst of looking for employees?
Well, you know what? We're not there yet.
Okay.
You know, as we look at our pre-K, there's certainly some options or some opportunities there.
Good deal.
You know, Stacy and I were talking about on the break with Lavana. We were both in, you too, Lavana, in Leadership Fremont?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So when I was in Leadership Fremont, one of the things that impressed me about Trinity was their hydroponics program that they had there to watch from the, you know, the growing to the feeding and back around that whole circle. And, I mean, I don't know proper terms for anything, but it was fascinating to watch as an adult. I can't imagine being immersed in that as a child, how exciting that would be.
Yeah. It was very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
And the robotics.
Mm-hmm. Yes, robotics. We actually have a STEM lab that was put in place several years ago, and I think there was quite a bit of purchasing done to give the Trinity students a little something different that they may not get in a different setting.
Yeah, and you have to, I mean, local businesses working along with you. I know Big Red Kino was a part of that, and are they still a big part of that?
You know what? I don't know for
sure. Okay. Okay.
I do know that there was significant funding that was received. There was a lot of outreach that was done, and you know, people are excited in Fremont to support their local schools.
Yeah, Janet is on a green leaf diet right now. I'm surprised you didn't bring any lettuce in for her.
Obviously, Janet
or
is
tilapia.
Not on.
Do you, you still have the fish, the tilapia?
We do not have it up and running, but I will let you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to shout out there that obviously I'm not on just a green leaf diet because I'm trying to be, but it's a little more difficult than, you know, sitting in the classroom, reaching over and grabbing a leaf.
There you go.
Can't do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We're talking with Lavana Emanuel. She is the principal over at Trinity Lutheran School. We'll come back and talk some more. Which one you want? You want Miley or you want Luke Bryan? I have Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. You know, the kids are going to be jumping up and down on their tables for
party
that one.
Party in the USA.
Yeah, let's party.
You want that
let's
one?
Do that.
All right, we'll be right back. It's 8:49, Fremont's Morning Mix. Good morning. 8:52, Miley here on the Best Mix, 105.5 and Big Dog 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. It's our first State Bank guest DJ show. Lavana Emanuel from Trinity Lutheran School with us, along with Stacy Gibney from First State Bank. Let's talk a little bit again about the musical, as that's coming up on Monday, right?
Yes, Monday night, November 7th, 7 p.m. in our gymnasium. It's open to the public.
Nice. That'll be so what time would you recommend people get there? 6:45?
Oh, yeah. 6:45 will get you in and
5
settled.
5 p.m. because parents are always the first ones there. They're all coming in. But it gives you a great opportunity to check the school out, check the people out. You know, just gives you that first step into the school. So definitely attend that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Especially if you have a child who loves music, because we have a fabulous music department.
Nice. Online, where can people go again to check out the school?
Just go to Trinity Lutheran School.
Okay.
Fremont, Nebraska.
Very good. Well, I know you have a good connection with the bank, First State Bank. Otherwise, Stacy wouldn't have invited you.
Well, I did twist her arm.
You have some bank activities going on here soon?
Yeah, we have a couple business after hours. We're into that season already. So our first one will be next Thursday, November 10th. That'll actually be at our Blair branch, and that will be from 4 to 6 p.m. And then Tuesday, December 6th, will be the one that we house here at the main branch. And again, that's from 4 to 6 as well.
Very it's always good. A good time.
Yeah.
It's very good time. Yep.
Good food is always amazing.
Good hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was saying. We are on the same.
Oh, yeah. Always. I'm hungry right now. My cereal didn't last in my stomach very long today. So
I have a cough drop over here.
It's that National Candy Day today, too. So we're going to eat up all the candy here.
Yep. We've got it all.
So thank you. Thanks. Good to see you again. Tell
good
your husband
you.
Hello.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I will.
Very good. Lavana Emanuel with us this morning. I almost said sharp. There.
Oh, man. That wow. Took her back. Yeah.
from Trinity Lutheran School right here on First State Bank Guest DJ Show. 8:55, let's get little Mitchell Tenpenny going here as we finish up our morning show here. Good morning.